none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even into the first reign of King Cyrus. Thank you, Lord God. Turn that thing off, please. Be seated. All right. Nebuchadnezzar came, took away Jehoiakim, took away the precious things, and he took away hostages. Now, talking here about the intelligent and the beautiful. Nebuchadnezzar was very picky about who he took. He took who? The beautiful and the intelligent. Is that what it says? Those without blemish, those that were learned in science and had all skills. These are the ones that Nebuchadnezzar took. Who did he leave? He left the ugly and the ignorant. He left the hicks and the rednecks. He left them in their captive state. And again, our society will pay that the hicks and the ignorant and the rednecks and the ugly stay in their captive state. They call it welfare. Why? Because they don't want that to influence the system. What they want to influence the system is the beautiful and the intelligent. Now let's think about this a second. We're looking at Babylon. We're talking about the world. Daniel's being taken off into the world. Why? Because of Jehoiakim, but why else? Because he's beautiful and intelligent. Had Daniel not been beautiful and intelligent, he would not have been taken to Babylon. Am I right? Right? You with me now? What I'm trying to communicate to us is that when you're beautiful and you're intelligent, you're going to have trouble. Let's look at this. Who do we fashion the way we look, the way our hairstyles, the clothes we wear, the cars we drive? Who do we fashion after? The beautiful. The models, the television actors, the athletes, the professional athletes dictate to us what we live because we're interested, you see. We're interested in not just what they do on the screen, but we are told on the television every day about their lives, about their marriages, about their children, about when they get arrested, about the trouble they get in. Come on! Because they're beautiful people. And they affect us. They affect every one of us. Not only do they affect the Nebuchadnezzars, they affect also the hicks and the rednecks. Who do we want to run our nation? Do we want an ignorant person or an intelligent person? Who do we want as a lawyer? Do you want an ignorant lawyer or an intelligent? Who do you want to run to be a CEO of a company that you're investing money into? Do you want an intelligent man or an ignorant person? You see, you don't want an ugly pastor and you don't want an ignorant pastor. Come on. The people that we allow to influence our lives and to lead us are the beautiful and the intelligent. It's important, people, how we look. It's important how we dress. It's important how we present ourselves. It's important how we talk. It's important what we know. Beautiful and the intelligent. But if you're beautiful and if you're intelligent, you're going to have trouble. Does that mean the ugly and the ignorant don't have trouble? They have trouble, but their trouble is just downward. And it keeps them down. But the trouble that the intelligent and the trouble that the beautiful have, if you come out of it right, you'll go talk to Nebuchadnezzar and you'll be able to influence rulers and kings. It's a difference. Now, beautiful young lady. Beautiful young woman, beautiful young girl. You're going to be approached, hopefully, by intelligent, beautiful young men and older men. Now, because of your beauty, you can have trouble. You can handle it as would the world, do it as the world would do it. and let them walk all over you. Because when they're done with you, you're going to be trodden under the feet of men. Talk to me, somebody. They're going to talk about you. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to use you. They're going to walk on you. Or you can be salty, you can be exceptional, and you can flavor them for the kingdom of God. Because you don't know that this beautiful, intelligent young man will one day be the president of the United States, maybe the leader of our House of a Senator, or a House of Representatives, or a leader, at least an influential in the city, because he's beautiful and he's intelligent. He's going to be something. Or you can slip out at night without your parents knowing it. You slip around behind their backs, say, I'm going here, but really go there. Become just as normal and as ineffective as salt without savor, and have nothing happen to your life but be walked upon by people. Beautiful and intelligent young man, you too are going to be approached by hopefully intelligent, beautiful young ladies and older ladies. And you too have to make a decision. Are you going to influence them for the kingdom, or are you going to influence them for the natural? You're going to be like everybody else, or are you going to touch their lives? Because this beautiful, intelligent young woman may be one day the mother of your children. She's going to be something. She's going to be somebody's mother because she's beautiful and she's intelligent. And the world wants these. They pass over the hicks, they pass over the ignorant, they pass over the ugly. Now we can get offended by this, or we can say, you know, Jesus did say that the children of darkness and their generation was wiser than the children of light. What does Babylon want? What does the system want? What do they want? Do they want the beautiful and the intelligent? Or the ugly and the ignorant? Who do you want to lead you? But the beautiful and intelligent are going to have trouble. Because in Babylon, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were going to have a surprise. There was a surprise waiting for them. They were going to be made eunuchs. Now, does everybody know what a eunuch is? Now, we can be real spiritual. We can go and we can say, you know, well, Jesus says there were three kinds of eunuchs. There was the eunuch that was born a eunuch. There's the eunuch that was made a eunuch by men. And there were eunuchs that became eunuchs for the kingdom's sake. Well, let's do that with Daniel. Which one was it? Was Daniel born a eunuch? Did he become a eunuch for the kingdom's sake? What happened to Daniel? He was made a eunuch by men. Daniel's life was greatly altered. Would you say that? I don't mean to say that back to me, but do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Daniel's life was greatly altered. Now this happening to you, this operation happening to you, would also affect your mind. It affects your drives. It affects your whole external being. But woven into Daniel was something that even being made a eunuch, even affecting his mind, could not change. Now, let me bring this to a place that we can all recollect. Everybody, as I'm going to project this in just a second, everybody goes through this operation. But what I really want us to understand is especially the beautiful and the intelligent. I could have kept my children in my home. My wife and I could have homeschooled them from the time they were born until they graduated high school. I could have kept them there in the backyard, fenced in the backyard, couldn't get out of the backyard, only brought them to church, let them have no interaction with anybody else, kept them in a little bottle, in a little box, that nobody touch them or be around them all of their life. But when they got out into college, when they went forth into the world, what was going to happen to them? Was their thinking going to be altered? Were they going to be greatly altered no matter what I did? My point is this, is that if we think that we can somehow bottle up our children, or bottle up ourselves, so that we will not be greatly altered by society, we are silly. Let me say it another way. We are fools. Society will alter us. And the beautifuler you, the more beautiful you are, and the more intelligent you are, the more it will alter you. But everybody's going to go through this operation, and it's an external thing. It doesn't affect your spirit. It didn't affect Daniel's spirit. It affected his body, and it affected his mind. But he was altered. Greatly, tremendously altered. Let me go ahead and say this. Did Daniel's being taken into captivity surprise God? Did this sneak up? Oh my God, they're taking Daniel into captivity. Was he being made a eunuch? Did that catch God off guard? Oh no, I didn't have that planned. Did the Lord know this? Now I'm setting you up for some things. In 1986, when we began this ministry, as it is now, we had prophets that came through, and they told us we should have a school. And so we did as the prophets said, and we had a school. We created us a school. And in its conception, now you correct me if I get off a little bit. In its conception, we went through the third grade. Second grade. And I was one day, and it was back there in the very back. It was a different room, but anyway, it was back in the back. And I was back there one day, and Lance was teaching it. Now, none of your children were here in this school at this time, okay? So what I'm about to say is not your children. But I saw some of the most ignorant, I saw some of the most hicky, redneck kids become intelligent. I saw their lives changed. I saw ignorant, hick, redneck kids learn and become intelligent. I saw them enter into a relationship with God. They could quote scriptures. They were doing something in their heart. Their heart was having something done to it. And this so fascinated me. This so whelmed me and took me that I said, okay, this is just too good to go through these years. Let's do the whole 12 grades. And so the next year, we did the whole 12 grades. Now, at the same time, and at the same time that this was going on, we had the most powerful youth group in this city. I'm barring none. Here's what was happening. The beautiful and the intelligent, went here, and they would go over to the school and have Bible study in the school. They were asking me to come and teach and share in chapel. I was being asked to come and pray at graduations and at football games. Our youth was influencing this system. But we had a school. And so what began to happen is as our youth got older, got married, moved away, went to school, whatever that happened, our youth group began to dwindle. Now our school grew a little bit. So we sat back and we said, wait a minute, what's wrong here? We're supposed to be going out. What we were trying to do was bottle them up. What we were trying to do was keep them in a box. So no bad thing could come upon them. So we talked about that and they said, okay, let's go through the eighth grade. Let's go through the eighth grade and then we'll let them go out into the society. By that time, they'll be prepared. And so we did. We moved it to that time. Now, since that time, and from the beginning until now, and this is 98% true, every child that was has been in our school and went out into the public school for whatever reason, and I know some of you are thinking I'm about to swing at you and you need to duck. This is not what I'm doing. I'm going to say something in a minute that you're just going to release us all. Because it was not a surprise to God that Daniel went to Babylon. It was not a surprise. God knew. And my point in this is that 98% of the kids that have been in our school and went into the public system went immediately to the top. They were 10 times better. Immediately. They were seen. They were moved into exceptional classes. They were, oh, these kids are great. We'd get phone calls. Do you have any more like this? Do we not? Prepared. Daniels. Moved into society. Didn't surprise God. might have surprised us. But when Matt went, God knew, right? You with me? When Faith and Jared went, God knew it. It didn't surprise God. It surprised me. You with me? See, God knows what He's doing. And the kids that were in there went immediately. There's only been a few that did not immediately go up. Now, since the history of our school, few have maintained that. Why? This is what I really want to hit with. Why? What happened? What was the difference? They went immediately, and then something happened. They became normal. They lost their savor. They lost their saltiness. Because you see, woven into the heart of Daniel was a purpose. Woven into the heart of Daniel, since the time he was a little child, woven in from his parents to his pastors to his teachers, woven into his heart was the purpose that he would not defile himself. I'm not going to eat what they eat. I'm not going to put in me what they put in them. I'm not going to do it the way they do it. I am not going to defile myself. I want you to hear all the principles that are projected today. There's the principle of trodden on by the feet of men. There's the principle that if we do not maintain our saltiness, that it is a guarantee you'll be walked on. Young woman, I promise you, if you do it the way the world does it, they'll laugh at you, they'll walk on you, they'll talk about you, and they'll have their way, and you won't flavor nothing. But if you do it the way the kingdom says to do it, you'll flavor them, and you'll flavor society eventually, because you're going to affect the beautiful and the intelligent. I want us to also know that some decisions we make are irrevocable, and if we're not cautious, we'll cause destruction and death even of others. Big trouble. I want us to understand, too, that God comes not in a whack. He's not waiting for you to mess up to whack us. But trouble is often something to show us where we need to repent and change our lifestyle. Where am I messing up at? That's the first thing that I do as I get into trouble. What did I do wrong? Out of all the trouble I've ever been in, 9 out of 10 of those times, I brought on myself. Self-inflicted trouble. I have only been through one hurricane in my whole life. I'm smart enough to get away from a hurricane. But I was born in a hurricane. Now you say, well, that's what's wrong with you then. There's only a few times when something just came on me. Every trouble, every major trouble I've ever been in, I brought on myself. I want us to understand the principle of the beautiful and the intelligent. People will listen to you. People will look at you. You'll catch their eye, and then you can catch their mind. If you catch their eye and their mind, you can catch their heart. You can flavor their life. I also want us to understand the principle of the eunuchs. Folks, we are all altered. If you left the United States and went to China, you'd be altered again. See, society alters us. It alters the way we look. It alters the way we dress. It alters the way we think. But what it can't do is, if you've purposed in your heart not to defile yourself, it can't alter your spirit. Daniel's spirit would not be defiled, and he purposed it. I'm not going to defile myself.